Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We have a very, very interesting subject to discuss this morning. I've asked God to help me. Amen. And I feel this subject matters, needs to be discussed. Amen. Needs to be discussed. So I'm going to be, and let me share the big picture. This series is not just a series about family relationship or for the fun of it. Okay? It's about culture overhauling. Okay? God has a bigger agenda. And we are going to be wasting our time if we don't begin from the family. Okay? Once we have this mindset established, then we export it from that system to our nation. Things will shift. You know, so let me... There's fire on the mountain. In fact, we are new in Abuja, but I've discovered Abuja is not better than anywhere else. It's the same culture. Go to Ghana, the same thing. Travel anywhere in Africa, it's the same thinking. So we're going to buy a shoe from a store, and it was not my size. We say, change the shoe. Or if you don't have this specific one, that is my size, return the money so we can buy somewhere else. And they say, we have a company policy. We don't refund money in this company. I wanted to see the owner, because that would be me looking at a rich guy who is about to become poor. Any culture where money is valued above satisfying people you are servicing, you will crumble. It's just a matter of when. So God is addressing cultural beliefs. He's addressing things. Okay? Sometimes people are excited when the pendulum is not swinging their direction. But you have to understand that God is also interested in dealing with you. Okay? So there is a very serious issue, and we need to discuss it in church, because that's where balance exists. See, the issue is that anything we refute that is a matter that we fail to discuss, those who are not balanced will take it up, give their own false narrative, and that narrative becomes our narrative. And everybody will run with it as if that's all that exists. So we are going to be checking, dealing with the subject of black tax. Black tax. I'm not teaching taxation. This is not economics class or accounting. Okay, so black tax refers to financial burden or by those who have attained level of success in the family. So it's called black tax because it is an African thing, whether African, American, whatever. And I'm going to show you why. It's an African thing. Okay, black tax refers to financial burden or responsibility borne by those who have attained a level of success in the family, who provide support to less financially mature or secure family members. Okay? But unfortunately, black tax can be a crab culture. I'm going to explain what that means. So there is a concept. It's a culture exhibited by crabs. If you want to cage crabs, you don't have to cover anything you are putting them in. Just put more than one. Okay? The other one will never allow the one who is trying to climb out. So what is happening is that somebody is trying to break free financially. and become at least the first of a kind in the family who we can say broke free. But the taxes, the responsibilities, the people. And at the end of the day, if there's no wisdom, everybody will remain at the same level. Okay? Generosity is a very, very important subject. It is very important. Okay? And it is scriptural. And that's where I'm going to start from. Okay? He that gives to the poor, the Bible says, lend to God. Whether poor on the street or poor in the family. When you do that, the Bible says you are lending to God. Look at it. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Please turn your Bibles there. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Proverbs 19:17 says, he that has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and that which is given will he pay again. Okay? He who has pity on the poor lends to God, and then God is going to repay him. Is that okay now? I want to show you another translation that brings this home more. Okay? Yes, being kind to the poor, NCV, is lending to the Lord. He will reward you for what you have done. Message translation says, mercy to the needy is a loan to God. And God pays back those loans in full. So, very powerful. Okay? God wants us to give. Say it, God wants us to give. Come on, say it again. God wants us to give. He wants us to be givers. He wants us to take care of the poor. Alright, very important. God wants us to give. In fact, it's more rewarding when we give. Alright, than when we receive. Is that okay now? It is more rewarding when we give than when we receive. Okay? So that's the balance. Giving is scriptural. It is unscriptural for God to bless you and you shut your bowels of compassion from your family. It is unscriptural. The Bible says that a man that cannot provide for his household is worse than an infidel. So, listen. I'm trying to give you a balance before I start. As God lifts you, as God changes your level, you must be interested in flowing out. You must be interested in being a succor. You must understand that. That through your life, because of your existence, alright, the level of struggle and hardship in the family will be at least minimized. Okay? Very important. So, what is lacking in most cases is the wisdom and the balance to go about this. If not, we're going to have the crab system. Let me give you an illustration. One day, some set of people went to the swimming pool to swim. Okay? And the biggest guy there has been boasting inside the car. When I get to the swimming pool and say, I dey swim. I'm like fish. I can swim. He said, I've swam 1 kilometer. So when I get there, I can't, how many feet deep is swimming pool? They say, go Johnny, go. He got there, removed his shirt, jumped inside the water. The girl started seeing bubbles. They were not seeing him. Where is this guy? Alright, so another guy jumped in to save him. Unfortunately for the guy that jumped in to save him, he was not as big as the person he was trying to save. So the moment he tried to lift that person, out of panic, that one held him down. It took more than 4 lifeguards to come and then bring the both of them. If not, both the savior and the person they are trying to save would have drowned. So what is happening is that people don't wait to attain a level of strength before they jump into responsibilities and they die there. That's what happens. Okay? They fail to understand that it takes maturity financially to remain a giver. Okay? If your finance is built on emotions, you are going to be very poor. Because in this life, problem no they finish. They can't finish. In fact, few years ago, our NGO, we had this award program where we were recognizing different NGOs doing similar things in the country. And we invited one of my brothers, who is now in America, around a powerful NGO. And the first statement he made shook me. He said, "This is what I'm going to say as I receive this award. You can't do everything. You can't do everything. I've been on the street. I know the language of the street. I know what's going on around. I've been with people in different situations and different conditions." Okay? So let me give you one illustration. I remember years back, one of our members was sick. Then at Lefe. So I received a call. I was told she's not feeling fine. She's been rushed to the hospital. So I called those who were there. I said, "What's happening?" He said, I'm trying to do, okay, "All right. Are they treating?" I said, "Yes, all right. Let them do everything they have to do. Just let us know if there's any challenge." While we were talking, I heard a woman crying in the background. She was crying and wailing. So I said, "Confirm, what's happening with that woman?" He said, "Our son is dying. They brought the son to the hospital, trying to admit the son. Said, but the doctors won't take the boy because they can't pay any deposit. Say, and the boy is gassing." I said, "Tell the doctors to take in that boy. All right, let me know the amount I have to pay. I'm going to send in the money." "So how much do we have to deposit?" He said, "10,000. 10,000? Tell them to take over the case now. Now!" As they informed the woman, "There's a pastor willing to pay for your child." You know what she said? Said, "He should not bother. He should bring the money." I was shocked. "Your son is dying. You were crying. I offered to help. Now the money came. You said the pastor should just give you the money that you know what to do." What I'm trying to tell you is that poor money is not the need of every poor people. If you think you can solve poverty problem by throwing money around, you don't know anything yourself. People are poor, not first because they lack. They are poor because there's a knowledge gap. But let me show you scriptures. Luke 4:18. Luke 4 from verse 18. There's an insight from this scripture that you might need to see. And then we're going to go to Proverbs chapter number 24. Luke 4:18. All right. Jesus speaking there. "Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." He has anointed you. Think that why would, if God's Spirit is upon you, I mean, it should be upon you to give people what they need. How do you tell me that good news is what poor people need? I said, that's what I've observed they need. There's an information that is missing. And that's the first thing. Let me ask you a question so you can know you need to learn this morning. Since the day you've been throwing money around, who have you brought out of poverty? If none, then there's something you don't know. Okay? There's something you don't know. Give me Proverbs chapter number 24. Proverbs 24. I'm going to show you some things. Are you with me? Now, let me start reading from verse 3. It says, Proverbs 24 from verse 3 says, "True wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is what? Established. True knowledge shall the chambers be filled with pleasant and with precious and pleasant what? Riches. Anywhere there is wealth, anywhere there is abundance, there is more than opportunity. There is actually knowledge. If you want to have money, you want to walk in abundance, it doesn't answer to fasting and prayer alone. It answers to a body of knowledge also. Okay? That's the truth. Our curriculum for financial abundance is wrong. If I call for a prayer meeting and I call it breakthrough moment, apologies if there's anyone, I don't know anybody who hosts that kind of meeting. And I said, breakthrough moment is on Mondays between 8 and 10 a.m. That's self-sabotage. Somebody will either have to be sacked from place of work to make it to that meeting, or will have to be jobless. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because in Africa, we are sentimental about many things. In fact, I believe one of the problems we have is that the things that are our responsibility, we have put it on God. So for instance, yesterday I was following a program. A man saw his girl, his daughter, about, I think, either 14 or 16 year old daughter with a boy, and they were hugging each other. When he saw her, he called the girl inside and beat the girl so much so, the following morning she died. When they were asking him, "What have you done?" You know what he said? He said, "I believe God gives and God takes." It's our culture. We don't take responsibility. Okay? If while running service, the gen goes off, we say the devil knows what we're about to say is powerful. That's why he's offering that gen. The gen is actually going off, either because there's no fuel, or it's just one. That devil is activated through lack. Okay? That's the idea. Somebody is living in a dangerous environment. Armed robbers come, and then they kill the person. God did not take him. There's no money to get a gated place, first and foremost. If we understand that this is the way life works, then we will take responsibility, and then we'll change our outcomes. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Anna said, "God has restrained me from having a child." Was it God? When you read the story of Hannah, was it God that kept her from having a child? It wasn't God. Actually, in those days and time, they were not exposed to many of the medical advancements we're exposed to now. And anything. Did you ever see the Bible diagnose anybody's medical condition? No. If you die, just die. Say God took him. So when the man said that he knows that God gives and God takes, I said, that's it. It's the same thing. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. When I was in Genesis 1, I changed my result from 33 to 3rd. I just canceled 1-3. When my father beat me, I said it was the devil. And many African children have become irresponsible because they know that it doesn't matter their level of irresponsibility. When the parent go to meet a prophet, the prophet will say it's the devil. There is some spirit. They are trying to make him do this. And this is somebody who is irresponsible. He's in charge. Everybody has offered to help him. He will drink with the money. But what will we say? It's the devil. It's battle. It's family battle. It's family battle. That's that family battle bought Gouda for him. Bought Igbo for him. Family battle. It's a wrong thing, sir. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a wrong ideology. And I want us to get that right. Are you following what I'm teaching? Or I've left you somewhere? Anywhere there's riches and abundance. Bible says it is true what? Knowledge. By knowledge shall the chambers be filled. By knowledge. So one time my younger brother came to stay with me. He said, "Your younger brother needs to come and stay with you for WAEC." I said, "No problem." So he came, paid for his WAEC, paid for the lessons, did everything in the house. So when we're done, he said, "I want to write JAMB. I need money for JAMB." I said, not that fast. I said, "Money for JAMB is available, but this is what we are going to do. You are going to learn something. What do you want to learn?" He said, "He likes fashion designing." I said, "Good. I will pay for that. Learn it for a year. Then pay for your JAMB fee yourself." So he learned it, paid for his JAMB fee, and paid his way out of school. Because most times, your giving, your generosity has become toxic. And you don't know that you are helping people become irresponsible. So let me give you another illustration. There was a case, and I knew the case won't end well. I was angry. Some boys were dancing. Chicken Republic. They paid you as security guys dancing. That, you understand what I'm saying? They sacked them. Nigerians started wailing. Hey, because those boys, hey, this, I will sponsor you, this, I will give you a job. How do we reward the responsibility? And then finally, we offer to take them to Turkey. Didn't get them born again. Have no understanding about what Christianity is, and it's a church that is sponsoring them. Nothing. They were going to Turkey and were clubbing. And were calling the sponsors out. What did you expect? They were not doing the right things before you gave to them. So listen to this. What I want to show you actually is that sometimes we are giving, not because we are generous, we are giving for our ego. That one, you didn't understand. Let me make you understand. It's an African thing. When people are getting married, most times in many African homes, and parents say, I will support you. They are not supporting you for you. They are supporting you for their friends. And if care is not taken, they will take the stage. And they don't even know who is getting married. It's ego. To prove your size. This is who I am. And meanwhile, you are not standing on your two legs yet. Okay? Do you understand what I'm teaching? Is it simple enough? I don't want anything complex. We reward rubbish. We promote emotionally. Bishop T.D. Jakes said, in fact, he said, because I teach ministers how to understand ministry management, structure, and all those things. I train pastors. And one time I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he said he thinks the problem of the church is that we are quick to employ, we are slow to sack. He said, but organizations out there are slow to employ and quick to sack. Why? Because bulk of the things we do them by emotions. In fact, one of the reasons why many of our environment or society can't experience development is because the person selling pepper by the roadside is the younger sister's friend to the brother of the governor's wife. And if they want to, they will call and call. You can't do anything. Emotions is anti-development. You have to replace it with wisdom and discretion. I'm not saying don't be emotional. I'm saying be wise. Is that okay? And that's why I start with that scripture that God wants us to be givers. It is very important for us to learn to give. So you must understand that solving poverty problem is not just about releasing money. For instance, now look at Nigeria. In the last administration, we borrowed billions of dollars from World Bank, just about 2 months to the end of the administration. Billions of dollars. And what we said we wanted to do with those billions of dollars is that we'll distribute per household. We're going to share 10,000 households, 20,000 households. And what we are giving to them is not strong enough to bring them out of poverty. Cluelessness. But sometimes we look at this and say, what are these guys doing? But you're not doing any better. You're not doing any better. You are distributing per household. 50,000, 20,000, 10,000, in a way that will make them keep coming back again and again and again. That's our problem. We are clueless. We are clueless. Financial illiteracy looks like mercy, but they are not the same. Financially smart, you look merciful because you are throwing money around. Meanwhile, you just don't have plans. Okay? It's not like you are merciful. After all, there's no plan. So that's why it looks like you are merciful. You are planless. You are not kind. Okay? Take it as a fact. Yes. So I said black tax refers to financial burden or responsibility borne by those who have attained a level of success in the family to provide support for less financially secure family members. this concept, however, is a black people thing, just so you understand. It's an African thing. And in fact, in countries like America and all that, it's one of the reasons why black people don't succeed like their contemporaries. Because that crab system keeps bringing you down into the same bucket, to the same mold. I've always said this, you cannot solve a problem you're a part of. One way to be a solution is to first detach yourself, then you can begin to solve. Don't give aid in a way that you too will soon need aid. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright, if you are flying, I love this concept very well, very much. And the air hostess, the air crew, they are giving you their safety procedures. They tell you that in case of the pressure drops and so on and so forth, an oxygen mask will fall. Abi, they said, if you have your child and you are there, fix your own first. Then fix the child. And I've been thinking, why? If you fail to fix your own, you can gas out. Both you and the child will die. You must understand that. Because I sense that God is preparing us as his people for a major season. And a body of wisdom and orientation is important and needed. Is that okay now? I said, is that okay? Yes. Okay, so understand the balance. Generosity is scriptural. Scriptural. God wants us to give. He wants us to be givers. He wants us to lend. He wants us to take care of widows. In fact, James was saying that this is religion that God accepts. He said, when we give to the poor, when we take care of orphans. I believe that every believer, as God is lifting you, must have a system of flowing to the less privileged. To orphans, who are orphans indeed. To widows, to the less privileged, to environments where it is needed. Some people have stopped giving because they've been defrauded on several occasions. You've committed your entire life to people only to find out they were using you. Don't shut your bowels of compassion. You change the people, but keep doing what you are doing. Okay? There are still genuine people around. There are widows who are widows indeed. Yes. There are orphans who are orphans indeed. There are many pictures flashing in my mind. You see, what the devil wants to do is that he wants to get us tired. I'm frustrated. I say, you know what? I'm not helping anybody again. No, 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 no. What you want to make sure is that you are doing the right things. Sometimes you see people in the hospital who are very sick and can't afford. Somebody's wife is pregnant, about to give birth. Do I tell people that childbirth is not an emergency? You have 9 months to prepare. Okay? The one who knows how to impregnate a woman must also know how to. Don't let's see. If you need money, you need money. Don't play blame game. That in this life, fingers are not equal. Don't accept to be the short one. I lost you. Nobody should be guilt tripped for not giving. What if the person doesn't have? Okay? One day I had a very scary encounter about giving. One of my friends was going to get married. So he came around. I said, you know what? I was to be his best man. So I said, don't worry about the suit. I'll just buy it. So yeah, wow, thank you for that. I said, but welcome. Said, don't worry. This, I'll just take care of that. You don't worry. You just buy that and all that. Then he just gave me another budget again. I said, I'm not the only one in your circle of friends. Let's tell the rest. He said a statement. He said, you know, amongst our friends, you are the only one that God has lifted. If I go with this mentality, you will kill me. I am not giving because I have. I am giving because I have a heart. And sometimes many people who are receiving don't know that this person has his own problems. He just has a heart. Okay? And sometimes when you give to people, the only thing they owe you is thanks. T-N-X. Very demonic way to respond. Or you give to people and they use it against you. And say you are trying to use your money to control me. Where Ebola to jazzy by. Okay? But never shut your bowels of compassion because you give to wrong people. Is that okay now? There's a balance. Somebody say there's a balance. Somebody say there's a balance. Tyler Perry said when he began to break through financially, the first year he made $130,000. So at the end of the year, he was broke. Then the second year, he moved up and made $2.8 million. At the end of the year, he was broke. Then again, the third year, he made about $6 million. At the end of the year, he was still broke. Look, some kind of problem knows when money enters your hand. And that's why you have to plan yourself. I'm not sure I've discovered that the moment small money starts entering, that's when some uncles who you don't even know exist. In the days that things were dry, that street was running you. You will reach out to them. They always have ready-made story. Suddenly. In fact, one time a family member called me and was talking about his my own is that if you want to ask me for money, ask on time. You can't take the money and take my time. Don't use 1 hour to explain. I don't like it. The time is more expensive. So it took my time. It took my time. Several times I will press mute, on mute, on mute, mute. And I'm talking mute, on mute. So he can. But the man is very patient. And that was bad for me. So he was reporting his son who is into Yahoo. Blah, blah, blah. The boy, I knew where this matter is going is that you want to collect money. No problem. So, but I was surprised that after collecting, he now told me. He said, I know you are a pastor. He said, but you know that my son. He can even be in charge of your offering. Wow, I've seen things in this life. Interesting, because in church, people come and throw offering. Pastor, take dollars. That's the mindset. And that shows the reason why he was calling me. That his pastor, they are dashing their money. You just reported that this boy is here who is smoking, he's doing all those things. He said, the boy has the spirit of God. He has the spirit of God. Can manage church offering. Just like that. You can't do a lot with lot. You can't. Okay? I want to bring I want to show you a few complications around the subject of black tax. Is that okay? Can I show you some complications around that subject? Are you sure you want to hear it? Yeah, them. Are you sure? Number one. Once you get trapped with bills, both necessary and unnecessary bills, you will not be able to build substantially like your colleagues. You'll be left behind. Let this be very clear in your mind. One person cannot solve family problems. You can't. Anybody who tries to become El Shaddai shall die. You have just one life. Okay? You can't solve all the problem. There are very few people that can accept your generosity and still understand that you are giving because you care, not because you have so much. 99.99% of people hold you to it. That you are giving because you have more than enough. It's a scamming system. So let me explain. One of the ways you know you're just giving money to scammers is that you don't give once. Nobody calls you to scam you and collect money once. So let me explain. One time, I landed in trouble. I wanted to make money quickly. So I just got somebody born again. I've suffered though. And I didn't know that this person did not born again very well. Didn't born again. It didn't enter. So the person just got access to scam me. Then he just called and said, "Pastor, you know, there's a matter. I'm importing some goods from America. And then the person was to help me package those things. While he was packaging, the wallet fell inside." You know, now I'm thinking about it again. The wallet fell inside, and inside that wallet, the wallet contained, I think, about $50,000. And now the issue is that they have stopped it at the airport, and they are saying such money cannot be allowed to pass. Say, wow. Say, in fact, the person is saying now that once we can help him clear it and the money gets to Nigeria, say, I will give you out of it. Interesting. Like, how much? In Jesus' name. Say, like $10,000, you know, for helping. I sat down. I calculated $10,000. I'm going to open this and all that. Yes. I will put this in. I didn't have the money. I said, how much do you need to clear this goods? They said, for now, there's an emergency. If you can send 100,000. I didn't have 100,000. I called somebody I know. Somebody who respects me so much. Hey, Akade. I said, can you quickly, just give me 100,000. Say, I don't have that amount, but there's my school fees. They just gave it to me. I have not paid, and I can give 50,000 out of it. I said, bring it. Say, don't worry, we're going to be rich. I called somebody else, collected another 50,000, making 100, and sent to them. Then they called again. I said, the goods have landed in Nigeria, but now they have to clear it. And you know, this. And I say, now we need 250,000. I don't have. I say, I've got people I can gather another 150,000 and send to them. I kept telling them, relax. Money is coming. I didn't know. One day, I just noticed that every time they call me, it's more money. What's happening? So one time, they didn't know they have dialed my number. And I picked. Then the guy who had been speaking phonetics, speaking American English, suddenly I didn't hear worry broken English. Say, how far that guy? Namaga. He don't pay. Say, don't mind that guy. We'll go run him. I was for over 15 minutes. I was hearing. I was shaking. All the vision of the organization I'm going to open with $10,000, they vanished. I started thinking about how I'm going to explain. So you go explain, tire, I don't get evidence. Voila. So finally, when they saw that, I found out that I've been on the line, they saw how long and what they've been saying. They cut the call and blocked my number. Both convert and convert friend. Everybody blocked me. Then the people that I borrowed from now started calling me for money. One of till the church elders now gathered and said, Pastor Femi, sit down. We heard you collected money. That's one of the worst moments of my life. I paid the money. I should know I did many things, you know. So, be careful, sir. Be careful of offering to do what you can't afford to do. Sometimes it's because you have an agenda. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's one very, very serious moment. There are very few people who can deal with the fact that you are giving and respect the fact that you are only doing because you have a heart. So let me give you a balance. In giving to people, never let them have the impression that you have more than enough. Because sometimes you can be your own enemy. Okay? I know you are kind. I know you are good. It is kind people that die first in families. Responsibility kills them without wisdom. Okay? So I know you are kind. I know you are generous. But add wisdom to it. add wisdom to it. Okay? So you can be able to build. Add wisdom. In fact, I advise, I don't know if it's a worldly advice, that sometimes it's good to also share your problems with those who depend on you. Okay? Just calculate that by this time of the month, this person will call and they call first. Okay? Yeah. You need wisdom to do life. That's the fact. You need wisdom. Okay? You need wisdom. I've told you what to do. Sometimes you to call. Let me ask you a question. If you look at your life right now, at least 5 people that you can call and say, I have a challenge and will listen to you and give what they have. Do you have? Because sometimes people who are givers, we ignore them. We feel they have, they are strong. We just leave them to rot. To have plans. And it's good to also have givers around your life. It's good to also have givers around your life. Have plans. I want to say something. Wrong culture in Africa has made it so that everybody just wants to survive, regardless of who goes down. It's a dysfunctional system. It has made people move from being loving to having survival mentality. Yes. Okay? If you want to destroy a country, put them in survival mode. They will kill themselves. Because everybody will do anything to survive. People will do anything for food and for water. That's the case, the dysfunctional case of many homes in Africa. It got so bad in Israel that mothers began to eat their children. That's survival mode. Sir, ma, you did not start the problem. You can't end it. But you can help. And I'm going to show you how you can help. In a substantial way that in another couple of years, you'll be glad. And let me say this to you. There is a way your giving as a man will demonize your wife. In fact, once you are coming from a dysfunctional background, one of the things to do as you prepare to settle down is to begin to cut those excesses. Because when you have your family and you have to focus on your family, they will say it is your wife that has made you so. And the attack will be on your wife. They say, before you came to his life, he was doing this, he was doing that. You see, because you were not smart. You are not being wise. Don't destroy the woman God has placed around you. And everybody thinks he's a witch. You know, so you tell somebody, I'm going to give you this now, but let me call my wife. Don't bother calling. What do you want to say? Now everybody say, if you don't give, say he wants to call your wife. So it's the wife that says she not give. And one of the things I have to learn in a hard way, all right, after marriage, getting married, is that I've lived my life as my own boss for a long time. So I say things spontaneously. And my wife many times will just say, where's that coming from? We've not discussed this one. I say, it's true. It's true. It's true. Or just few moments. So we're going to have 4 family members. They'll be with us for 2 weeks. How? One of the worst cases I received years ago. I can't share any recent case, all right? Because I hold people's matter confidential. Years back, somebody got married. The husband and wife, no money. In fact, they moved to 1-room apartment. Listen to what I'm saying. This matter is true life matter. The father told her on wedding day that 2 of her siblings will be moving in with them. 1-room apartment. The ideal thing is that every man should provide for his own household. That is, parenting will not end until the children can stand on their own. That is the scriptural design. this functionality I've made in such a way that we do it halfway, you continue from there, while you are also doing your own. If care is not taken, you will do your own too halfway. Your children will continue from there. The pattern will keep going on. Somebody has to break the cycle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Very important. So don't plan to start eating children's food at 50. Ibukun Awosika is in her 60s and she's still active. See, your purpose will keep you healthy and young. Lack of it will make you old. You will envy being called grandpa on time because you want to begin to eat children's food. That's the literal word we call it. That translates literally. Yeah. Plan to be the kind that even at 70, your children want to be like you. I'm not trying to insult parents, but I'm saying as much as we give them the honor, we must recognize what we must not repeat. One of the best gifts you can give your children is to make sure that they don't have to inherit black tax. Is that clear? Is that very clear? You must break the cycle. And you can't break that cycle by throwing money around. I'm going to show you. You must break the cycle. You know, I have a very strong burden, and I believe one of the strong expressions of my ministry is to speak to the mailman. And it's not attack. I just have burden for the mailman. And I can tell you that there's a way to prepare for marriage. One of it is that don't give yourself to too much giving and tax at home. Give with wisdom and do what you can continue. Don't promise what you can't do. Okay? Give in such a way that you will still be strong to repeat it. Is that clear? Very important. So I'm showing you the complications of black tax. Number two. Many people believe that givers have more than enough. That's why they are giving. And the implication of this belief system is that people will add more bills and responsibilities to your own, believing that you have so much. That's why you are giving. When something is available abundantly, everybody wants to waste it. That's the culture. Okay? Rain is a gift from God. Isaiah 55:10 says that as the rain and the snow will not return back to heaven, but that it waters the earth. The rain is a gift. But that's what we waste the most. Allow it to waste because it's abundant. I remember one time in Kano, probably precisely 2011 or 2003, I can't remember, no, 27 or 2000, I can't remember, 27, 2003, there was a riot called Galadima Riot in Kano. Okay? So people invaded the market and they were looting. Somebody will go to the market and loot 10 cartons of tomato paste. What will you do with it? This one will go and loot yam, pack plenty yam. Try everybody coming. Because once it is available abundantly, we waste it. Okay? So many givers are creating culture of wastage. Because there's no plan. There's no plan. I think if Nigeria will do well, there's a financial culture that we need to study. And it's a bit close to the Jewish culture. It's the Igbo system. There's no financial system in this country that has proven a right to lead people out of poverty like their system. You serve for certain period of time, you are taking care of, you see, that serving, you will serve. Once you are done serving, somebody settles you. And you see that when they settle people, they stand on their feet. What does that tell us? Throwing money to people who are not doing anything is wastage. It's wastage. 2,000, 10,000 there, 10,000. What are you doing now? When I was your age, who was I calling? They will never grow to be mature and responsible. Because you are not living out of poverty. You are just throwing money around. Okay? Number three. Your generosity can be toxic. It is possible you give because of these three reasons. Number one, prestige. Number two, guilt. Number three, compulsion. So people give out of guilt. In fact, this one is a serious matter. It's a psychological thing. Where people think that you feel it is a sin for you to have and somebody else doesn't have. God is not cheating on them to bless you. Can I come again with that statement? God is not cheating on anybody to bless you. Never feel guilty because you have and somebody else doesn't have. Everybody should take responsibility for the outcomes they have. Once we begin from there, we will know how to help each other. The moment you feel guilty for having, people will guilt trip you and manipulate you. Is it because you are the one that God has blessed now? So you think you... No. Thank God for the blessings of God. But this blessing came on something I was doing. And the same blessing available for you, something you should be doing. So you say you want to use money to start a business. We gave you the money to start the business. We didn't see the money, we didn't see the business. So you said you need money to pay for school fees. We gave you to pay for the school fees. We only found out you have reached out to another family member because you didn't pay for the school fees. You were hurt with it. You said you need money for so and so and so. We give, every time we give to solve a problem, you are not using the money for the purpose. Nobody should feel guilty for another person's outcome. People choose what they become. People choose what they become. And there are critical seasons that if people are not serious and they miss that season, they may struggle for life. Anyone who has the opportunity to study should study. The one who has the opportunity to learn something should learn it. Failing to study and failing to learn something will make you poor. Period. You either have to be in school or you are learning something. Learn a business, learn a trade, learn something, sir. Okay? You have an uncle whose wife is telling you they've not eaten today. What's the job of the uncle? That statement the wife is saying, is it true? Or they've just found a Father Christmas? These are issues, and we have to discuss them. So never feel guilty because God has blessed you. Never feel guilty because you have and somebody doesn't have up to you. It is not your fault if anybody doesn't have. Hello. Can I say this again? It's looking like I'm touching the Africans where it ought now. I said it is not your fault that you have. It is not your fault. It is also not your fault that somebody doesn't have. It's not your fault. Okay? Everybody should take responsibility for their outcomes. Then we see what we can do. Are you following me? Are you sure? This guilt is the reason why when you enter a car, a vehicle, with somebody who is younger to you, you feel you are under obligation to pay. Who sent you? Who told you it's by age? Ah, bro. Don't pay. Egmont is broke. He's not going to have money for food this afternoon. See, don't worry. I got you. It's your ego. You are not nice. It's just your ego. When you go to supermarket, say, don't worry, I will handle the bills. Ha! What's my business, what you are buying? God bless you. Thank you. See, my own philosophy is, don't leave me with my bills. I will leave you with yours. Is that okay? Let nobody trouble each other. Supermarket, oh, so good to see you too. How are you doing? Good to see you. I will not even greet you in a way that you say, you came to supermarket with your two legs. You should buy what you know you can afford. True? So good to see you. God bless you, my friend. Take care of yourself. See you some other time. Bye-bye. Anyway, law. I have to leave. Okay? Say, Somebody's trying to sell something and say, I can't afford this. Say, ha, they owe you, sir. We know. How do you know me? How do you know you owe me? I have issues I'm dealing with. You say, you owe me. So what you are trying to do is that you are trying to massage my ego. So I will put money into what I'm not ready for. Do you understand what I'm saying? And most times, it is poor people who need to make statements. When you truly have it, you are not under pressure to make any statement. It is poor people that use money they don't have to buy things they don't need to impress people who don't like them. Somebody is having sleepless night over the kind of wedding gown she wants to make. Nobody has told you that. Wedding gown is once. You can actually rent. There's no problem. I told people, getting married sleepless night because of reception. You are about to feed those who are not hungry. And your wedding is just one out of hundreds they will attend. Let them go home. Join together. You want a pastor that can help you handle it in a way that nobody will even know that they did not eat. I have the strategy. The fact that you have the money doesn't mean you can afford everything. Stop killing yourself, sir. Okay? Stop killing yourself. I have to prove. December is coming. We'll go to the village for Christmas. You'll go to the village. Your colleagues are coming. So you want to do competition with the money you don't have. January is coming. January is a long month. Always long and it's stubborn to be drawing like snail. Once you pass there, everything starts moving. You start uploading status. Help your guy. Help your guy. When they do, they do doime. You don't know. It's amazing. Look up. One time I went to an environment I've lived for about 10 years. So as I was going back, I was in the car. I discovered that the woman who was selling La Casera by that same road was still selling it there. I think the idea of business is, of all those kind of stressful business, is to work your way out of it. I tell people, you don't make money and just pour back. You are trying to bail yourself out of it. In fact, if you are going to build wealth, salary is not the route. That's the fact. Hello, that's the fact. So, listen to what I'm saying. If I say, shout the loudest amen, by this time next year, you'll be the 10th richest man in the world. Now lie. You will not be. It doesn't come by amen. It comes with a body of knowledge. So we pray. But do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If amen should make people rich, then we know where we'll find the richest people. If it's by amen, me too, I will be at the back. I will not even say shout amen. Amen! As I shout one amen, $1 million. But not lie. And if care is not taken, we just like the amen for what it sounds like. The fact that it gives us the impression that we are building a powerful ministry. Our amen is shaking everywhere. Have I lost you, sir? Are you tired of me? I can stop here and just wrap up. Are you sure? Okay, so I'm showing you the what? The complications. Number four, you are not El Shaddai. God introduced himself to Abraham as El Shaddai. And you are not. You are a person. You are one human being that has breath in the nostrils. If you die today, the person that loves you the most will cry. Those who love you will cry. Cry a couple of weeks. The one who was not eating the first day, the second day, the third day. So this thing, just I can manage custard. Start from there, and they start eating rice, Then eventually they start saying, so this person is gone. Yes, gone. They go back to their normal life. Don't kill yourself. Don't die. It's an advice. Don't die. You are more profitable alive. Don't die. When was the last time you checked your BP? You are young, but your blood pressure is rising because you are carrying too much load. Don't die. In fact, you are not even taking care of yourself. The one who is making the money looks like the one, you look like a servant. You can't buy the food you need. Okay, take care of yourself. Some of this sickness you are having is because you are not eating good food. It's the wickedness you are doing to yourself. Gary has wanted to kill you. Say, I like Gary. It's poverty. You don't like Gary. You're only broke. Period. Say, eh, but we know some rich people who also like Gary. Shut up there. The defender of the poor. There are many things you will discover you like that you don't know yet. Okay? That's the truth. You like the barber that will malhandle your head and the one who will do it well. You see, because this one is cheap. But have you discovered that you now struggle to get good things that you need? You feel guilty when you get them. Or you feel cool when you throw the money out. It's a sign that something's already wrong. I am not saying you should become self-absorbed and then begin to live for yourself alone. But I'm saying be balanced. Okay? Be balanced. Dear men that like to give, understand that your wife too have need. Okay? That thing you are throwing out, if you give it to your wife too, there will be more peace in the home. If you ask, some people are not generous to their immediate families. They are Mr. Nice Guy everywhere. But the wife is confused. Everybody is sharing testimony of your generosity. But the wife can't attest to it. Why? Your children, their clothes are torn, everything tattered. But you have more than enough. You have become an infidel. A man who can't provide for his own household. That's scripture. Okay? That's scripture. Sometimes you love people, but you still have to let them know that we are not going to drown together. And I'm not going to change my strategy. Is that okay now? I mentioned of that young boy that died, the musician. So the moment he died, the day of the burial, family member already fighting over house and car. Survival mode. When people enter that mode, money becomes more important than life. Yes. Number 5, understand that if you die today, which I've mentioned, everybody will survive. So understand that you are only taking care of those challenges because you are alive. Okay? It is not that deep. If you were not there, it would be done. Hello. I said, if you were not there, it would be done. It was being done before you became prosperous. The same way it was being done, it can be done. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. Okay? Do what you have to do. I'll show you the balance. But you must understand that. Okay? Number 6. Sometimes you need to understand that the money you are throwing around is not a sign of generosity necessarily. It is a sign of financial illiteracy. Anything you have no plan for can fly. Okay? It is not a sign of generosity. It is a sign of what? Financial what? Illiteracy. Yeah. Do you have a budget system? A budgetary system? Do you have plans? What's your financial goal for the next 5 years? What are you working at? What are you working towards? What are you building? Okay? What are you building? Do you have investment? Do you have savings? Or we just think everything will answer by amen. It won't work. It won't work. Do you have investment? Do you have savings? What are you building? What's your financial policy? That is what determines where money goes. And sometimes to be a good manager of your money, you can't be the one in charge. The one who is too emotional cannot be the one managing it. You need structure beyond you. You need some accounts that even you can't access. So that the day you want to become foolish, the fact that you can't access it will bite off. And you discover that that problem that that person wants to kill you with will still be solved without you. That's the truth. You can't have access to the place where you are putting your life savings. Then you go and break every time. Where you started this year, we saw what you wrote in your financial plan. Piggy banking, whatever system you plan to use. You broke it more than 5 times. Still now you have nothing. See, I'm going to have a system. And next year is starting. You have started again. You are not still listening. You have started again. So by next year, by the grace of God, I'm going to... You have not changed your orientation. By December now, you start seeing pictures flying around. So I've been saving this money in my piggy bank, broke it. So I can't believe what I'm seeing here. So I say, I'm motivated. Next year, I'll do the same thing. But it's this mindset. You've broken it. You've eaten it. Anytime you go to eat in a restaurant, I say, serve them round. Serve them round. Mr. Nice Guy. Anti-kindness. Your angels are shaking their head because they know that you are not wise. What's the balance? What's the balance? Let's look up, everybody. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you ever had to cry to God for oxygen? Okay, hold on. How many times have you ever had to cry to God for mangoes before mango season will come? How many times have we ever had to pray for what's your best fruit? Watermelon. How many times have you ever had to pray, God, want watermelon season? God designed everything in such a way that there will be a cycle of consistent production. Look up. There's a wisdom there. Okay? So, God planted trees in the garden and beyond the garden. The trees will have fruit. The fruit will have seeds. That when you eat the fruit, even if you throw away the seed, they will grow. Everything that God made, He gave them the ability to reproduce themselves. So what do you want to do? You want to learn from God. Don't give bread. Give seed. That is, look up. Oh, what do you need? Say my rent. Take this rent. Now, okay, another time. What do you need? Rent, oh, take this rent. That's bread. Come, let's talk. What do you want to do with your life? Say, if I've been trying to do this and all that, okay, I'm going to support that business, all right? If you are as smart as you claim to be, you should be able to make money from that business, and that becomes recurrent order of production so that you never have to have rent as a prayer point. The issue is that many times what you are throwing around is still enough to help this person stay sustained. But you are not thinking production. You are thinking consumption. That's the problem. Please sit down. So, when the Bible says that God finished everything, He rested. Rest, that rest is not tired. It's not from tiredness. That rest is what you have when there are principles in charge. That's what you have. If you go and climb 20 building stories and jump, and in between where you have jumped and eating the ground, you say, Father, I shall not die. You have violated the principle. You won't have rest. You will kill yourself. Okay? That's very, very important. So rest is what you have when there is a body of wisdom in charge. God had rest because you will never have to worry about the rat giving birth. Never have to worry about the lion giving birth. We'll never have to worry about how they will eat. There's a balanced cycle. create systems that gives you rest. Is it too deep what I'm saying? Is it too deep? Create systems. Okay? Every time mommy, daddy want this money, want that. Okay, say, okay. That's your business. How is it going? Say, it's fine. Okay. Let me just put this money inside so that you can take it off from there. Period. You have rest. Seed. Any farmer that eats the fruit and throw away the seed has thrown away the future. Do you understand what I am saying? And you must understand that what I'm saying is even at a level. There is a level where you cannot afford to even give anybody seed yet. Even you need to be strong first. You are not standing. Stand first. Then you can now extend helping hand. But you are not standing. You will drown. You will drown. You will drown. And you can even miss your future partner. You can miss your future partner like that. But once they see you and look at the budget around your life, they run. They can look at you. The way this guy is thinking. So these ones, they are my load now. Do you say anything you want to say? Not everybody will cope. And people have the right to run. Okay? People have the right to run. True or not true? When they see that this thing can't work, they have the right to run and just avoid you. Just small conversation they are having now. That let's go out, let's go on a date and then just get something nice. You have brought three friends and then what is that looking? Say, won't you buy takeaway for my friends? Oh boy, pack your shoes. If you like, do Mr. Nice Guy. Don't worry, I'm capable, Mr. Capable. I'm gonna chest everything. You go soon learn. Okay. Don't give in such a way that you will fuel people's irresponsibility. What you want to do is that you want to make sure you are not the only one doing this. So let me help you so you can also be strong. Then we can be two helping the rest. Then the both of us will pick one more again, help you become strong. And then you guys can. At some point I can focus on the things I'm doing. You guys will handle those stuffs and help yourselves. Creating a network that you have broken the patterns of dysfunctionality. Okay? Now, nobody should deceive anybody with, I'm in school, I don't have money. No, your mates are learning tech programs in school. You can learn graphics designing and make money from your house. There are freelancers, those who write online. And I have people who are making thousands of naira from writing. You can write. Why are you not trying to do anything I just want me to do? No, you can't write. I will recommend you learn. People can learn many things, sir. You can learn many things. You can learn photography. Alright? I have one of my boys, the photographer. Sometimes he comes around, travel different places to go and take people pictures. Collect hundreds of thousands. Okay? When he came, he was looking for admission. I said, while you are waiting for this admission, why should you be waiting every... Start learning something. Then I called all my brothers, one of my friends who is a good photographer. I said, please, I want one of my boys to come and learn from you. I said, no problem. When they learned, it came amazing. Start your way from there. Don't sit down and say, God, change my story. Change your own story. You have the pen in your hands. Rewrite it. God is not coming down from heaven to help anybody. He has given you all that pertains to life and godliness. Walk with it. And that's why we think God will come and change Nigeria. He will not. Nigeria by Nigerians. The day you become tired, you will break their yoke from your neck. You are not tired yet. It has not gotten to a boiling point. Forget about any prophecy about Nigeria. It no go work. No nation. Listen to what I'm saying. Prophecies are powerful, but no prophecy fulfills itself. People fulfill it. And sometimes those who don't even know the prophecy that fulfills it, just walking by what is right. Because those who know it think it will happen by itself. It will not. It will not happen by itself. Alright? So don't create a system where you have helped people to be irresponsible. anybody can learn. Once you can read and write now, you can make money. You can make money. Once you can read and write, you can make money. You say, is it because mommy is no more? That's why I say, okay, boy, I know you are not planning to go and join her there. Walk. If the hunger will kill you. Walk, hunger. I'm telling you. People go to America, work in McDonald's, work in all the... There's nothing stopping you from starting with Chicken Republic here. It's a replica of McDonald's. There's nothing stopping you. Start from... I sold Indomie by the roadside, sir. I sold noodles with apron. With tie. There are still places I go today where they see me. Uncle Mathematics. I taught mass. One time I thought that the way to make more money, I'll tell them this equation I've given to, take it to your schools. If they can solve it, I'll stop teaching. You'll take it and I'll come back. I'll be proud. I say, yes. Pay for my lecture before I start. I was surviving. And sometimes it is this thing we went through that made us strong. We didn't die. We only passed through. It only came to pass. Came to pass. I'm a man on a journey, but this is where I am at the moment. Period. Okay? Knowing where you are is not a crime. Trying to fake it is the problem. You can't fake it till you make it. Mm-mm. Do what is genuine. Is that okay now? Is that clear enough? Yes, are you being blessed?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? Okay, that's the balance. Create structure. Some of you have family WhatsApp meeting, WhatsApp group. Interesting one. As you are wrapping up the year, have family conversation. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear my body the marks of Christ. Okay? If you don't know how to start, table all your problems. Let them read it and say, I need help. Say, please, I need help. You know, when you want to ask somebody for money and the person now come and say, this is my problem, say, the person that is coming to ask for money will not be able to ask again. Say, but you were coming to see me. Say, Oga, don't worry. I think I'll be fine. Actually, you would have been fine. It's because you think I have. Let me share my problem with you. You are too quiet. That's your problem. Share your burden too. Maybe God might even raise somebody there who have just hit one jackpot. I can give you $100,000. And say, brother, I give you. But you won't share. No, you won't share. Okay? Help people to become more responsible. Is that clear now? Is that clear? Number two, help but never promise what you can't do. Alright? In fact, understand, put your recurrent expenditure in view before you promise. That is, the cycle of your spendings. Put it in view before you promise. Don't promise, oh, by next year, I'm going to build your house. No promise, oh. Do you know the economic forecast for next year? Do you know what is going to happen? Maybe COVID will come or something else will come again now. People will start crying. Now you have gone to promise somebody what you have not, the year you have not started. Somebody reach out. People used to reach out to our ministry and say, we want to invite Apostle to come and preach in our place. We have prayed. The Holy Ghost said he's the one. A lie. The Holy Ghost did not say. You are inviting me for two reasons. Only if you invite for the third reason. Those who know the uniqueness of your anointing and want it. They are very scarce. Many people invite because they see that you have the ability to pull people. And if you don't go, they will tell somebody else the same format that the Holy Ghost said. I told people, I said, see, you can spend your life servicing people's admiration and not do what God has called you to do. Okay? If you say, come on, minister, I say, let next year start first. So I have plans. We have to go and plant church in different countries. I will not be feeling guilty that I promised you. In fact, as your life increases, the less you promise. Because you do a lot of logistics, sir. Is that clear? Okay, promise less. Sometimes the people complain, they are not the problem. You are the one who have said what you can't do. Number three, consider your immediate family and make viable plans for them. Consider your immediate family. If you don't have one yet, start in Africa. Before you, particularly if you are coming from a dysfunctional background, before you marry, you need at least 3 years to prepare the ground. Because you are doing things that doesn't make sense. A woman will come that will help adjust those things. They will demonize her and say she's your problem ever since he's married now. Meanwhile, this woman is trying to help you build wealth. Trying to help you build. She knows what both of you will face. She knows the days that both of you don't have. But we will not listen. Because you are a man. You are manly. Yeah. Number what now? Helping people is scriptural. But you want to make sure you are stepping into what is necessary. Or you are helping people to do what is necessary. Not that people are just trying to take advantage of you. Okay? There are things that somebody else can do. There are things, in fact, there are needs that people bring to you that what they need is advice. Say, wow, do you know that this is I can advise you? Okay, so go about it this way. All right? If you go about it that way, you will. Never feel obligated to throw money around always. You don't have to respond to every problem with credit alert. It's not good orientation. Is that okay? So you want to plan. This teaching will be relevant in preparing you and helping you get it right. Am I correct? And helping you, you know, build sustainably. Your health will recover also. You know, your blood pressure will be normalized. And you'll be able to do, you'll become more effective. And cut off the excesses, then you can do what is important. In fact, that's when you'll be able to truly help. You'll be able to help the people who really need it. Not just everybody thronging in on you. Okay? So understand as I leave you now and I pray for you. Never feel guilty because you have and somebody else doesn't have. It is not your fault. Okay? You are trying to help people. You are trying to help them get the balance. You are trying to help them come up. You are trying to help them mature. You are trying to help them understand. But you must understand that it cannot and must not be done out of necessity. It must be done out of sheer generosity. Okay? Uh-huh. Don't be bullied into a system where everybody feels we have to milk you. Is that okay now? Very, very important. I'm still going to teach you on how this black tax affects the African church. Because there's a church tax. Yes. I've taught people in this church that you have to give in such a way that you remain a giver. There's a way you give that even after pouring anointing oil on you, 25 liters, you'll be very broke. There is reward for generosity. There's no reward for foolishness. The motivation of right giving is love. That's the motivation. I love you, Lord. There's sacrifice. We sacrifice too. Okay? But there's a balance. Is that clear now? Can I ask you to please pray? And there are different kind of people here. You may be the one who is a beneficiary of black tax. Yes. And God is saying it's time to step up. And you may be the one who is actually being drowned by it. And God is saying it's time to be wise. Whichever one. Ask God for wisdom to navigate the next phase, the next season of your life. Ask him for wisdom to navigate the next phase, to navigate the next season. Wisdom to prepare, to become strong. You can even become more effective in the things that you do. You become more powerful, become more effective. Ask God for wisdom. Okay? Take the prayer seriously. Don't joke with it. Ask God. I receive wisdom. I receive help. I receive strength. In the name of Jesus. From today, I'm not confused. I know what to do. We build strong and healthy families. Strong and healthy systems. In the name of Jesus. Strong and healthy families. Strong and healthy systems. In the name of Jesus. I receive the wisdom to build. To build well. Wisdom to build well. Wisdom to build well. Wisdom to build well. In the name of Jesus. Now put your family in the hands of God and ask God for strength and help in the name of Jesus. That they will help them to and raise people so there can be more help coming from different sources. Yes. More help coming from different sources. Oh, yes. Pray that prayer. Please pray. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your younger ones. Pray for your friends. Pray that the pattern of dysfunctionality, of lack, ends. The specific wisdom to end it and change the narrative. Ask for it. Ask for it. Ask for the wisdom to change the narrative. The wisdom to end the pattern of dysfunctionality. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we're praying.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.